So you asked the question. This is why I'm the quiz master, mate.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patrons, it's Thursday, which means it's a quiz. And today, I'm assuming it's Derby's, James, in honour of the North London Derby at the weekend. It's
Manchester Derby this weekend as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I had an idea of someone mentioned something about world's biggest derbies and stuff, and I thought actually, yeah, let's do a podcast on derbies. There's 20 questions. These are on derbies from around the world. I suspect someone could get all 20 on this.
Okay.
That won't be you, Suj, I'm fairly sure.
Oh, okay.
But I think someone who's got good world knowledge might need a bit of UK knowledge. Could get 20 out of 20. On this, 20 questions, 20 answers. Actually, not true. There's a couple where I will request both teams who are part of a specific derby. Most of these are local derbies, but as per question one, that's not necessarily the case. It's right. A derby, if you will.
Okay, Brighton Palace.
Listen, let me tell you right now, Brighton and Palace is not in this fucking quiz.
Oh, I thought that might be the answer to question
number
one.
No fucking way.
Cool. Alrighty, I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do this.
Question one is a nice A or B for you, Suj. Who scored more goals in El Clasico, Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo?
So A is Messi, B is Ronaldo.
Or you could just be normal and put Messi or Ronaldo. Question one, who scored more goals in El Clasico, Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo? Ronaldo. Nico's decided to get a pen out, which he also did this time last week. Got to about question three and went, "Now fuck this."
Okay.
Question two. Who are the Kaizer Chiefs' derby opponents in Johannesburg? Question two. Who are the Kaizer Chiefs' derby opponents in Johannesburg? Ready for three, Suj?
Mm-hmm.
Suj looks like he's written a lot of words down for question two.
Yep.
Question three. Which capital city derby in Europe features two teams who share a stadium with a capacity of over 70,000 and neither team has won a domestic league title in the last 20 years? Question three. Which capital city derby in Europe features two teams who share a stadium with a capacity of over 70,000 and neither of the teams has won a domestic league title in the last 20 years? So answer we're looking for is the city. Question four, looking for both answers on this one, please. Which two teams feature in a game referred to as the Intercontinental Derby because one team is based on a European side of the city and the other on the Asian side of the city? Question four. Which two teams feature in a game referred to as the Intercontinental Derby because one team is based on a European side of the city and the other on the Asian side of the city. Question five. I will accept one of two answers for this. Name either of the teams who feature in the Cairo Derby. Question five. Name either of the teams who feature in the Cairo Derby. You know where Cairo is, Suj?
Yep. So does Shifo.
So does Shifo. Very true. Question six. Which derby set the attendance record for the second time in the Women's Super League last weekend? Question six. Which derby set the attendance record for the second time in the Women's Super League last weekend? And you can put the name of the derby. You can put both teams, whatever your preference is on that.
City.
Question seven. Question seven. In which British city are two professional football club stadiums separated by only 200 yards? Question seven. In which British city are two professional football club stadiums separated by only 200 yards? And I've seen it. Question eight. Which two city rivals, so we need two answers for this. Which two city rivals who have won 67 domestic league titles between them, but no European trophies, have a rivalry that extends beyond football and also into basketball, volleyball, and water polo? Question eight. Which two city rivals who have won 67 domestic league titles between them, but no European trophies, have a rivalry that extends beyond football and also into basketball, volleyball, and water polo?
Do you just want the name of the city?
I want the name of the two teams, please. Which two city rivals? Can't accept the city, I'm afraid. Might be more than two teams played there.
Right.
What are you saying, Nico? Water polo? Yeah, I mean, water polo. Yeah, I mean, who knows their water polo stuff, right? I mean, I never knew that. It's worth saying at the moment that Nico's on Wikipedia. I don't know if he's just looking for more Tottenham questions for next week. Apparently, but yeah, he started against Sunderland, didn't he?
He did, but he was replaced by
Oh, so he did start?
He did start.
I fucking told you. So from yesterday's quiz, I told you. I knew he started. So you asked the question. This is why I'm the quiz master, mate. Right, stitched up there. Question nine. In which Brazilian city would you find the derby between Corinthians and Palmeiras? Question nine, in which Brazilian city would you find the derby between Corinthians and Palmeiras? Question 10, which former Chelsea forward is the top scorer in Milan derbies? Question 10, which former Chelsea forward is the top scorer in Milan derbies? Question 11. I will accept one of three possible answers for this. Question 11. Name either of the stadiums where the Old Firm derby is played. Technically, one of the stadiums has two different names. Question 11. Name either of the stadiums where the Old Firm derby is played. Question 12. Where were you at the weekend, Serge?
Sevilla.
Who are Seville's opponents in the Seville derby? Question 12. Who are Seville's opponents in the Seville derby? Question 13. In which city are derbies played at the Estadio de Luz and the José Alvalade Stadium? Question 13. In which city are derbies played at the Estadio de Luz and the José Alvalade Stadium? So just having a major deep thought, or he's just remembered he left the oven on or something.
I can't remember where that is.
Estadio de Luz, José Alvalade. The two stadiums. What city? Question 14. In what country would you find the derby between Nacional and Peñarol? Question 14. In what country would you find the derby between Nacional and Penarol. Nacional is spelled N-A-C-I. It's not a T, it's a C. Nacional and Penarol. What country? Question 15. In which city would you find a derby between CSKA and Levski? Question 15. In which city would you find a derby between CSKA and Levski? Question 16. After the second leg of the Copa Libertadores final between River Plate and Boca Juniors was postponed for a second time in 2018, which city stepped in and hosted the game? Question 16. After the second leg of the Copa Libertadores final between River Plate and Boca Juniors was postponed for a second time in 2018, which city hosted the game? Question 17. How's your motorway knowledge, Suj?
Reasonable.
And no, the answer's not Brighton and Crystal Palace. Which two current championship clubs would compete in the M1 derby? Question 17. Which two current championship clubs would compete in the M1 derby? Question 18. When Borussia Dortmund are playing in the Riviera Derby or the Ruhr Derby, who are they playing against? And forgive my pronunciations. I will never be able to say Libertadores properly ever. Question 18. When Borussia Dortmund are playing in the Riviera Derby or the Ruhr Derby, who are they playing against? I could have made my life so much easier there and just said, who's Borussia Dortmund's fucking rivals? Question 19. In which US city would you find a derby that has been christened El Tráfico? Question 19. In which US city would you find a derby that has been christened El Tráfico? And question 20, looking for both teams in this answer, please. Which derby did the publication 442 pick as the biggest derby in the world in 2016? Question 20, which derby did the publication 442 pick as the biggest derby in the world? The world. Looking for both teams on that. How many blanks, Suj?
No blanks.
It's good.
Just a few guesses.
I shall repeat the questions.
Question 7 or 8, right, I think.
Yeah.
Outside chance
you can't,
of 10.
You can't get none, mate. Question 1. Who scored more goals in El Clasico, Messi or Ronaldo? Question 2. Who are the Kaiser Chiefs derby opponents in Johannesburg? 3. Which capital city derby in Europe features two teams who share a stadium with a capacity of over 70,000 and neither team has won a domestic league title in the last 20 years? 4. Which two teams feature in a game referred to as the Intercontinental Derby because one team is based on a European side of the city and the other on the Asian side of the city? Question 5. Name either of the teams who feature in the Cairo Derby. Question 6. Which derby set the attendance record for the second time in the Women's Super League last weekend? Question 7. In which British city are two professional football clubs stadiums separated by only 200 yards? Question 8. Which two city rivals who have won 67 domestic league titles between them but no European trophies have a rivalry that extends beyond football and also into basketball, volleyball and water polo? Question 9. In which Brazilian city would you find the derby between Corinthians and Palmeiras? Question 10. Which former Chelsea forward is the top scorer in Milan derbies? Question 11, name either of the stadiums where the Old Firm Derby is played. Question 12, who are Seville's opponents in the Seville Derby? Question 13, in which city are derbies played at the Estadio de Luz and the Jose Alvalade Stadium? 14, in what country would you find the derby between Nacional and Peñarol? Question 15, in which city would you find a derby between CSKA and Levski? Question 16, after the second leg of the Copa Libertadores final between River Plate and Boca Juniors was postponed for a second time in 2018, which city hosted the game? Question 17, which two current championship clubs would compete in the M1 derby? Question 18, when Borussia Dortmund are playing in the Riviera derby or Ruhr derby, who are they playing against? Question 19, in which US city would you find a derby that has been christened El Trafico? And question 20, which derby did the publication 442 pick as the biggest derby in the world in 2016? Nico, what did I mispronounce the worst? Thanks for that, Nico. It's the stadiums that I pronounced the worst. There you go. Thanks. So just feel free to change your answer. What have you got for question one?
Ronaldo.
Correct answer. No, no, big no from the Portuguese guy. It's Messi, mate.
Okay.
26 for Messi, 18 for Ronaldo. Question two. Who are the Kaiser Chiefs derby opponents?
Johannesburg United.
I love your style. It's absolutely brilliant. Yes, Nico's got it. Orlando Pirates is the correct answer. Question three. Which capital city derby in Europe features two teams who share a stadium, haven't won a title for 20 years between them?
Rome.
It is Rome. Lazio and Roma, obviously. Correct answer is Rome. Question four. Which two teams play in the Intercontinental Derby, Suge? One on the European side and one on the Asian side of a city.
Galatasaray, Fenerbahce.
Yes, mate. Spot on. Galatasaray, European side, Fenerbahce, Asian side of Istanbul, obviously. Question five. Name either of the teams who feature in the Cairo Derby.
Cairo United.
Oh, I love your style, mate. This is brilliant, mate. I really want to say Cairo City is correct, which is not true.
Cairo FC, Cairo United.
Go on, Nico, shout out what you said. Zamalek is correct. And you also can have probably maybe better known to most of the listeners, Al Ali or Al Halili. How do you pronounce it, Nico? Yeah, he doesn't know. It's Al-A-L space A-H-L-Y. Shifo will confirm on Slack the correct pronunciation. Al Halili or Zamalek. Question six, Suj, which derby set the Women's Super League attendance last weekend?
New York Red Bull versus New York United.
You're taking a piss here, aren't you? Are you answering the right question?
I thought you meant the American Women's League.
Oh, the Women's Super League's here.
Oh, here. Okay, what's their league called then?
Literally thought you just misunderstood what you did misunderstand.
No, I thought you were talking about the American Women's League.
I have no
league,
idea.
Because they have massive attendances over there. So I thought it was a world record.
I thought
you meant like world record for a
Nico,
women's
can you,
game.
Can you Google what Women's League is called in the US? I would have no clue. The correct answer is North London, Suj.
Okay.
Obviously Arsenal and Tottenham. National Women's Soccer League. There you go. That's the US
Women's
version.
Soccer League, WSL. No, just national.
National. Right. Yeah, it's different. Whatever. Question. Please let me know if anyone else said New York. Question seven. In which British city are two professional football clubs separated by only 200 yards?
Dundee?
Yes, Serge. Dundee is the correct
answer. Is the
river
in the middle?
No.
No. Okay.
That's, you're thinking of Forest and Notts County.
Okay.
In Nottingham. Which technically in yards you certainly would walk further, but the actual, you can certainly see one stadium to the other, but the river does separate them. Liverpool and Everton is obviously quite close, but the two corners of Dundee and Dundee United, yes, 200 yards is the distance. Dundee is correct. Question 8, who are the two city rivals who have a rivalry that extends into basketball, volleyball and water polo, Suj?
CSKA Moscow and the other team in Moscow.
You lived there. You can't think of, like,
I lived in St. Petersburg and Orange. I can't remember the fucking name.
Can't be it. Spartak
Moscow.
Dynamo.
Okay.
Torpedo for the older listeners. Correct answer is, you got any shouts on this one, Nico? No, Olympiakos and Panathinaikos. What do you mean? Oh, come on. By acting out like it's all Greek to you. Question 9, I'm here all week. Question 9, in which Brazilian city would you find a derby between Corinthians and Palmeiras?
Sao Paulo?
It is Sao Paulo, Serge. Well done.
Just guessed any city.
I think you could have commonly guessed Rio there. You'd have been wrong. It is Sao Paulo. Question 10, which former Chelsea forward is top scorer in Milan derbies?
I would have guessed either Shevchenko or Crespo, but Shevchenko.
Andrei Shevchenko, yes. Question 11, name either of the stadiums where the Old Firm is played.
Ibrox.
Ibrox is correct. We'll also accept Parkhead or Celtic Park. Question 12, who are Seville's opponents in the Seville derby?
Is it Betis?
Yes, Real Betis.
I didn't see any Betis shops while I was there in Seville.
No?
There was a Sevilla shop down there by the cathedral, but not a Betis one.
Question 13, in which city are derbies played at the two stadiums that Nico says I can't pronounce, the Estadio de Luz and the José Alvalade Stadium?
Lisbon.
Lisbon is correct. Did you always have Lisbon, Suj?
No.
Fine, see if you can get this one. 14, in what country would you find a derby between Nacional and Peñarol?
I originally put that on Panama, but I'm going to go Colombia.
Panama is so random.
Colombia.
Uruguay is the correct answer.
In the right continent.
Question 15, in which city would you find a derby between CSKA and Levski?
Sofia?
Yes, Serge.
Roll.
Question 16, after the second leg of the Copa Libertadores between Plate and Juniors was postponed in 2018, which city hosted the game?
Like Washington, D.C.?
No, you're right. It wasn't in South America. Any memories, Nico? Was at the Santiago Bernabeu. Correct answer is Madrid. Yeah, it was a big deal. Really big deal that the game was played there. Question 17. Which two current championship clubs would compete in the M1 derby? I've
got down Luton and MK Dons.
Oh, no.
They're both on the M1.
Yeah, but MK Dons aren't in the championship, mate.
Okay.
Correct answer is Luton and Watford.
Okay, yeah. Watford's not, is Watford on the M1? I guess, kind of, sort of.
It's called the M1 Derby, anyway.
Shit name.
Doesn't it start near Watford?
Kind of.
Yeah. Question 18. It's a shit derby, call it what you want. Don't come for me like Bricky and Amrabat man. And question 18. Who's Borussia Dortmund's rivals?
Leipzig?
Schalke. Okay. Leipzig, miles away. Leipzig's in the east, isn't it?
No idea.
Yeah, it is.
German geography is not that good.
Question 19. In which US city would you find a derby that has been christened El Trafico?
I've heard recently that the traffic in LA is like dog shite, so I'm going to go LA.
The correct answer is Los Angeles. Yes, you can have LA, obviously. LA Galaxy and Los Angeles FC, yes. It's worst in the world, apparently, I think. Question 20, which derby did the publication 442 pick as the biggest derby in the world in 2016?
I'm going to give it to AC versus Inter.
Nico, any guesses? The Super Classico, where I keep saying I want to go. La Bombonera, Boca Juniors and River Plate.
Okay.
They said it's the biggest.
10 out of 20. Halfway house. Not bad. Patrons, I'm sure some of you did much better. You know where to put your answers. Jump in the trivia channel on Slack and go for it. We'll be back at you tomorrow with the differential show. And
actually,
obviously James,
I'm actually looking forward to talking about some FPL.
Yes. I need to decide what to do with Isak.
I've decided.
Tune in for that.
Do you want to what are you going to do?
Probably hold.
Really? Have you got another three or not?
No. One.
I'm doing what I said I'd do 2 weeks ago. I'm buying Solanke.
Nice. Patrons, stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.